Getting a chance now here on KJN to catch up with Atlantic alum and current Iowa Central runner Taylor McCready. Taylor, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Well, you recently made a decision to continue your track and running career at Northwest Missouri State, and you're currently, of course, in the midst of the season at Iowa Central. I guess first off, we'll talk a little bit about some of what you've experienced there at Iowa Central. I know you've been able to have a lot of success, and I guess if you just talk about your kind of overall experience there.
So my experience up at Fort Dodge has been pretty good. Had a lot of good teammates throughout the 2 years I've been here. This year's been a lot better than last year. Just being able to get a national championship in the half marathon was pretty cool. And it's taught me a lot more than I thought. Going from high school running to college running is quite different. Just because you have cross country straight into indoor, straight into outdoor, you really don't get a break, which you really don't realize that. Like being in high school, you're like, oh yeah, that doesn't seem too bad. But then actually being in it, you learn how to take care of your body, how to take the rest when you need it. And it just is a huge learning experience.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, of course, you're used to kind of putting in the work. But like you said, when it's continuously for that long, going from one thing to the next, and of course, you're training for kind of different distances as you're changing the seasons, too. That's got to be something you adjust to a little bit.
Yeah, it's definitely, like you said, it's a big adjustment. But it kind of helps that I am a 5K runner also in track, so you still kind of get the same training. But the only difference is in track, I'm a 400 runner and I'm also a 5K runner. Those are two completely different races. But it's being able to hit all the distances in between that shows that you're a very versatile runner, which is what's fun for us, is because you can either run 12 laps or you can run one. I mean, it's just depending on where they need you, and that's probably the best feeling, is just one meet you might be running the 5K, the next me you might get to go down a few distances and run an 8 or a 15. It's just wherever they need you, you go.
And you've already been able to have some success this season to know that you're qualified for the outdoor nationals with the 5K and the steeplechase. How exciting is it to know you get that opportunity?
It's exciting, and it's also a huge relief, because for a majority of us, we kind of in a way figure yet hope we'll make it, but then once you actually do make it, you're just like, okay, now I can like enjoy the rest of the season and not have to stress about making it. And being able to just go down to New Mexico this year, being able to travel with this has just been a lot of fun.
So we're getting a chance to catch up with you. You got a little tiny break here, and then you're going to get back into more competition. You still got quite a bit of your season left here before you head to that national meet.
Yeah, so we have competitions every single weekend between now and the first week of May, and then we have about 2 weeks off, and then we go down to our national meet. So right now it's just more of finding that, getting better yet not hitting your peak yet.
What, I guess, you've talked about kind of some of the changes, and I know that injuries were something that you struggled with while you were in high school and maybe perhaps held you back at times. What do you think has been like the change in the recipe for you to be able to have so much success and I guess kind of flourish now that you've been in college?
So there's been a couple of things that helped me been able to get better from high school. I go to physical therapy every week. That's something I kind of do in the background. It's not really a out there thing, but that, and then also getting in the weight room more often. In high school, you always hear like the weight room will be your best friend if you're an athlete. But it took one coach to really push me in the weight room to be able to see that progress that you get. And also you just don't realize how big of a part the weight room actually plays in your performance.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's kind of fun, too, once you maybe make that extra commitment and then you start to see those results showing up and probably just motivates you to stick to it even more.
It really does. That and taking the little things serious, like your nutrition, your sleep, taking your rest days, and then your easy days, your easy runs. Those are definitely something where you're like, oh, it can't play that big of a part in it. But then once you do the little things right, you're like, oh my gosh, this has a huge impact on how well I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So,
is there a ton of guidance from like coaching staffs to help you along that path? Or is that something that you're also kind of responsible for? How does that work?
It's kind of it's a both-way street, but mostly you're mostly responsible for the things outside of practice. The things inside of practice, they help you kind of structure it a bit. But no, a majority of it's on us to take care of it, which, again, is a challenging thing because going from high school to where you have your parents to help you or your coaches that are in school with you, here it's a lot of on your own to where you have to watch, like, what you're doing, who you're around, just kind of making sure you stay out of those situations that maybe an adult might help you stay out of in high school. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of failure. You learn from your failures, and that's okay. That's something that you learn is you're going to fail, but you just have to learn from it.
Well, and it's a different time of your life, too. You know, you're used to that experience, and now you're kind of more off on your own, doing your own thing. So you're learning those life things along the way, too, at the same time.
Yeah, that's definitely the biggest change from, like, high school to freshman year of college is you have all those freedoms. So a lot of it is learning, like, how do you act like an adult? Like, you're 18 years old on your own. Like, some kids kind of take the freedom a bit too far. But other times it's just more of reminding yourself of why you're there. You, no kid wants to stay in school longer than you have to. So just making sure you're staying out of trouble and you're being able to get out of there as soon as you can. So. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned earlier you're able to experience a national championship in the half marathon down in Florida. You ran really well personally. I'm sure that was kind of an awesome experience for you all.
Oh, it was an amazing experience. Like, we got our championship rings a couple weeks ago, and that's just a permanent reminder of all the hard work it took to get there and also the teamwork. I mean, us three, we ran that race insanely smart. We worked together. Going into the race, we got told the best we were supposed to do was third. So the fact that we were able to pull off a national championship was just absolutely amazing. Throughout the entire race, we worked together. We didn't leave each other's sides until about a half mile left to go. But it was just a constant pick one person off at a time. I mean, 13.1 miles is a long time, so you don't really have to freak out. Like, you're 2 miles into it and you might be way back, but also a lot can change in the last long bit of the run. So it's just more of, we had to keep each other relaxed, like, remind, like, we're okay, we got this. But that's the other cool thing is, like, unlike in your cross-country races where you score the top five, here you score the top three. So I feel like that was definitely a strength for us, because us three are so close and we know each other, what gets each other motivated. So it's just, it just means that much more that you get to win a championship with your two closest friends.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, of course, now you've announced here this last week that you're going to be heading to Northwest Missouri State to continue running. What kind of led to that, and what was that process like trying to make a decision?
It was pretty cool being able to go through the recruiting process twice, I'm not going to lie. But, no, so I got my schools down to the top three, which was Northwest Missouri State, SDSU, and UMKC. But what brought the top two schools, which was SDSU and Northwest, was the academic side of things. Academics are huge for me. Just since I'm an animal science major and ag business minor, not a ton of schools have, like, the animal science programs that I'm looking for. So then what brought Northwest above SDSU was when I went on a campus visit there, I absolutely loved it. From the moment I stepped onto the campus, I knew, like, this was, like, my second home. And then meeting the coach and meeting the teammates, I'm like, this is what I want to finish my last 2 years with. That in the town is just, it's a good town to be in.
Yeah. And, of course, ag science is a big emphasis there at the school as well, so I'm sure that fits in with you real well. Were you able to get it much of a chance to kind of, like, see that side of it when you went on your visit?
Not when I went on my visit, but we went down there a lot for FFA contests, so I remember seeing a bunch of the learning farms from there. And from what I did see and who I got to talk to, there's a lot of hands-on experience, which definitely is important in the fields that I kind of want to go into. And it's one of those schools where typically you don't get a lot of the off-campus, like, learning centers. Like, they have a dairy farm, they have equine there, they have beef cattle, like, they just have a bunch of different learning farms. So it's kind of cool to be able to actually, like, go out to those farms and get that hands-on experience.
Yeah. I guess as far as the running side of it goes, when you talk to the coaching staff, kind of what are they looking for you to fit in with them?
So with indoor track, more of either definitely the 3K, but the question is, am I going to be more of a miler or more of the 5K runner? And it's kind of the same for outdoor. Am I going to be more of the 15 or am I going to be more of the 5K, which either direction I'm good with. Never did I ever think I'd be considered a miler, but it's kind of cool that I was able to bring my time down enough to be able to be in the consideration for that.
Nice. And as far as when you're there, will cross country be involved at all there too?
Yeah, I will. Okay. Do cross country for them too.
Okay. All right. I guess so you'll obviously be finishing up your season and mm-hmm. where your studies here. And then do you know kind of what that timeline is when you'll start to head down there to train?
Sometime late July, early August, I'll probably go down there. Another thing that I talked to the coach about was state fair, because in my opinion, I shouldn't have to give up like showing at the state fair with my horses mm-hmm. for running or vice versa. And so they've been super chill about that too, which running is thankfully one of those sports where it is a team sport, but it's more of an individual sport, unlike basketball where you have to be there and learn the plays and everything else. Mm-hmm. Like, you can run anywhere. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, just the trust that they already have in me that I'm going to be able to do what I'm going to get told to do while mm-hmm. I'm down there is huge.
Well, Taylor, congratulations on all the success you've had here so far. Good luck here the rest of this season. And then, of course, we'll be following along when you move on to Northwest. Thanks for stopping and talking to us.
Thank you.